Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's showtime on a Friday, folks. Welcome in. Chasing Big Joe. 102.5, 106.3, the game. He is Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a fantastic day. So far, we've almost made it to the weekend, JoJo.
We're here, man. We're taking credit for it. So we're here, ready to go and have a good time. My Friday morning 15-second quick rant. Donaldson Pike by the airport again. I tell you, if you've not been over there, Donaldson Pike runs parallel to a runway. And I've told this story 8 times. They got to stop because I watch planes. I'm fascinated by airplanes. I mean, I'm fascinated by airplanes.
Oh, so am I.
I can't get enough of them. So you see the planes land, and I find myself drifting over to the other lane, and it's not good. So just be careful when you're over there because it happened today. There were cars, planes landing, cars drifted and watching and everything. It's fantastic, but just be careful going through there.
So the other day I had to drop somebody off at the airport. I've done a drop-off and a pickup from the airport in the last week, and I think I was going to do the pickup, and I'm going down Donaldson Pike, going towards the airport. There's a plane that is coming into land.
Yeah.
And people around me were probably like, what is wrong with this guy? Because, I'm trying to time it perfectly, for it to land, right as I'm getting to, where it would land and everything.
Yes.
And I'm, screaming, yeah, let's go!
It's the best thing ever, man.
It's so awesome.
I didn't know you were Ubering.
No, I'm not Ubering, but just a good friend. That's what I am.
Just a pal.
Just a pal, for sure. We have a great show today. Our man Chris Sanders is going to join us at 10 o'clock. And then I'm going to have some fun with this. I have gone through and selected some things that have been said at Titans OTAs and mini camps, and I'm going to leave it up to Big Joe to decide if, hey, I'm buying that or if that's a bunch of BS.
I love it.
Because let's be honest, and this is not a, picking at Brian Callahan or any member of his staff. It's just we know this is BS season because what do you really know? You don't really know anything.
That's
you
correct.
Think you know a lot of things, but you don't really know yet until you get to training camp, until you put pads on, until you actually start hitting. That's when you start to know.
That's exactly when you start to know. So it's always fun, and this is, you look at guys and he's having a terrible camp. He's doing this and doing that. And, come the regular season, you forget all that. The only thing is, and there's some, especially some on this station, I told you that, Nicholas Petit-Frere stepped with his right foot instead of his left, and that's going to hurt him. I mean, this thing, you'll find small victories in your analysis of these teams. But overall, man, it just doesn't matter. I can't remember the last time somebody had a bad, bad OTA in June that transferred to the regular season. I don't remember. I mean, I've covered that team since 97, since they've been here, and I just don't remember that. So it's fun to talk about it and see what's going on, but it doesn't matter until that first game in Chicago.
That indeed. We also have our question of the day, and I'm excited about this, even though I'm probably not excited about this. But
you should be. All right, so Dr. Crane the other day called his shot that Evansville is going to beat Tennessee, right? You said that.
Yes, 100%.
All right, and I'm telling you, if Evansville beats Tennessee, that's one of the biggest upsets in Tennessee athletics history. You could say, oh, it's baseball. Your Vols are ranked number one, which is weird. They're not the favorite in betting odds to win the whole thing. Doesn't matter, though. But right now, the Vols are number one. So
wait, the Vols aren't the favorite?
No, Texas A&M is. Look it up. It was really? The other day. It was Texas A&M was the favorite to win everything, which I don't know why. But
they're good.
So the question is, what's the most crushing upset that your favorite team has ever had? And you could also add what you think the biggest upset of all time is, but it could be your team, it could be boxing, could be it doesn't matter. What your favorite team, the most crushing upset your favorite team has ever had. So 615-737-1025. I'm not gonna speak for you, Chase, but I think you were upset last year when the Phillies beat the Braves.
I was pretty upset. And so I was thinking about that one. I don't know if that's the biggest upset ever with the Braves. It was pretty bad when they lost to the Cardinals in that stupid play-in game.
When was that? I remember
the wild card game. It was Chipper's last game. That had the infield fly rule. That whole thing. But I don't know if that was really an upset. I mean, mine, honestly, the first – when you asked me this question before the show, the first thing that came to mind happened last year. The Cowboys and the Packers in the wild card game. The Cowboys – everybody was picking the Cowboys – like, okay, they got this, and they got absolutely destroyed, owned by the Green Bay Packers.
So that's your most crushing loss.
I said this is the first one that came to mind. Like, it's probably top of mind.
Dr. Crane, you got one there? You Mississippi State Bulldogs get beat somewhere along the way?
Yeah, somewhere along the way. I mean, there's been a lot of heartbreak for me with that Bulldogs, but I can't really think of anything right now that'll come to me later in the show. But
that's your question, man. You got to go with this.
Question. Okay. Yeah.
We're giving it to you. Take your time. I can tell you mine.
Thank you.
Mine's not necessarily a team, but the reaction when it happened. When Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson in 1990, nobody, I'm telling you, and Buster Douglas is or was, I think he passed away, maybe, I don't know, probably, but at least he's from Knoxville. So when that happened, and it was in Japan, and, you know, word got
Buster Douglas is still with us.
Okay, good. I must be thinking about...
he's from Columbus, Ohio, too.
No, he lived in Knoxville for a while.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that was a big story, yeah. So, but thanks. Anything else?
I'm just telling you he's not dead.
Thank you so much for that. And it happened. And word got back. It was in Tokyo. And then it got back over here to us in the States. And we were like, because we all thought, and I'm much older than you guys, that Dr. Crane wasn't even born yet, that Mike Tyson was invincible. I mean, he was, and nobody came close to beating him. And when Buster Douglas beat him, we were like, what? So to me, that's the biggest upset of all time. It could be favorite team, which I think the biggest upset is of all time. 615-737-1025.
I'd say in recent memory for me, the Cardinals losing to the Phillies in the like wild card series. It was Albert Pujols' last season. I just think they were just basically carried off Pujols' back that whole year. But if they had the pitching, they would have been going a little different.
So you and I feel the same way when I say bleep the Phillies.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I hate the Phillies. Like, I think about a team that I can't stand more than any team in the world. It's probably the Phillies. Because Bryce Harper, I can't stand him. And I've always not been a fan of Bryce Harper. But, yeah. The Phillies just make me so mad.
The one thing I do for fantasy baseball is I have Bryson Stott in one of my leagues just because of his walk-up song. Yeah. Every time I hear it, it's like I just get bad memories from it. So he ends up hitting like a two-run
Schwarber.
RBI. Yeah, Schwarber. It's disgusting.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for putting me in a bad mood, Joe. Appreciate it. 615-737-1025.
Dr. Crane.
Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The worst upset ever from your team.
What do you think? You think the Vols lose this week? I mean, to Evans. Now, if they lose to North Carolina, but Evans, and I'm with you, Dr. Crane. Evansville's a fantastic baseball team.
There's something they don't do that everybody else – well, there's something they do that everybody else doesn't really do is play small ball. They like to bunt. And if it'll catch you –
That still exists?
Oh, yeah.
I thought the majors killed small ball.
Well, it's college baseball. Anything happens.
Remember we had – who's the ESPN Buster –
not Olney.
Buster Olney. We talked about – he was one time – we got a whole segment about the toughest throw in baseball is a bunt when the pitcher picks it up to throw to first base because the pitcher never does that throw. And last week, you could see throws going into the stands and the dugout and the right field. So, small ball, man, that could really get into your mind. It's like running the triple option. You never see that all the time.
I feel like I'm forgetting. There's just do you consider the 06 playoff game with the Cowboys and the Seahawks when Romo botches the hold?
No.
Playoff game. That's just a devastating loss.
Playoff game is not so much of an upset. Because those teams are good to be there. Now, I think what the biggest point spread upset was, didn't Jim Harbaugh at Stanford, they were 37-point underdogs, beat USC in 07 or 08?
That's what really put Harbaugh on the map.
That's right.
Yeah. What do you think in the last 25, 30 years is the biggest Vols football upset? I mean, last year to Florida was pretty bad.
Upset. Was it the – didn't Georgia State beat them to open the season like Pruitt's first year?
Was it Georgia State? They did lose a game they shouldn't have lost.
Indy 18 or 19. I mean, that was just.
I know Vols fans have kind of like purged that from their memory.
So have we tried to as well. I think that's right. One. The South Carolina game in 16 when Hurd got knocked out going in. Oh, no, that Hurd was already knocked out in the Georgia game. They lost in 16, well, South Carolina.
What about the South Carolina game a couple of years ago because of what was on the line? I mean, you lose your quarterback who's probably going to win the Heisman, and you lose a playoff spot.
That's pretty tough. Yeah, that's up there.
I'd consider that. Well, Wyoming. Somebody just texted in Wyoming. That got Fulmer fired.
2008. That's right. And that was
that might be up there.
That's when the late Mike Hamilton, that the edict came down that Fulmer was done, and some players that team like, well, we're done too. And then Wyoming came into Neyland Stadium and beat that football team.
So that was after they had announced that Fulmer
like
was
the week of. Yeah, like it was going. Yep, 2008, and they didn't care anymore after that.
That's right.
That was a tough one, but
was it looking back on that? You know, because they had just given him the extension after, you know, they lost in the SEC championship game to LSU.
Right.
Do you think that if Mike Hamilton, the late Mike Hamilton, could go back and do that over again, he would have done it differently?
Yeah, I absolutely would have.
Because I think that – do I agree? Like, they should have never given him the extension.
Correct, yep.
But I think they probably could have gone a little bit longer – and then it would have been time.
I think he should have been gone after the 05 season.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil Fulmer got lazy.
Yeah.
He got lazy recruiting. He got out-recruited. I know they went
no-seven. And who left?
Cutcliffe.
Right.
Yeah. Well, then Cutcliffe comes back.
Sure.
In like 6 and 7 and then goes to Duke in 08.
Yep.
So Cutcliffe comes back and helps out, but Fulmer should have been gone. And I think Mike Hamilton saw all these new coaches coming in and the archaic way of Tennessee was playing football in the 08 season. Remember, they went out west and lost to UCLA because they missed the field goal. And it was just a bad season. Crompton was a junior on that team. And just I think he should be going after the 05. 05 season was really bad for Tennessee, and they kept him around.
Yeah. No, I'd agree with you on that. I mean, and it just shows you how much they needed Cutcliffe.
Yeah, right.
I mean, exactly how good he was. For sure. All right, 615-737-1025. We got a lot of answers on our text line. We'll get to those coming up next, plus Chris Sanders at 10, and looking forward to this buy or BS. We will do that as well. It's Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 1025, 1063, the game.
Here's the good times, good lines, the ones I used to hear when I held you.
Come on, buddy.
And they keep me from feeling so.
You got this.
I know this song. I have to guess these. That's what we're doing today. Chasing Big Joe. Show me a fool.
Right here, buddy.
These rose-colored glasses.
Oh.
I'm not going to tell you. The text line
is
still.
Is this Conway?
It's close, but no. The text line is going to tell Chase McCabe.
I don't know. I'm 0 for 1. I don't know this one.
So Chase thought he was cute the other day throwing out some old country music people. So now we're getting Chase back by playing our bump song Returns of some classic country people.
I know the song Rose Colored Glasses, but I'm blanking on who did it.
Text line will let you know. You'll get that over there.
Well, I need them to answer our upset question.
They got all that.
Okay.
Greatest upset in your mind. And
just
who was
tell
that
me.
Song?
Who did it?
It's a great John Conley, man.
Okay. John Conley. When See, I wouldn't have gotten
When did he flex the names? I don't recall this.
Oh, well, I'll tell you later on. We got more to come. Oh. So it's a fun day today.
Man,
on
surprises.
The it is. It was. He thought he was being cute, and it was cute. And I was like, all right, we'll get you there. I was basically called a boomer. Is that what they call old people now, boomers? Is that what you guys do, boomers?
Joe Rexroad, they call him a boomer. I don't know about you, Joe.
Yeah, they do call him a boomer. Okay. He acts like one.
You're in the fringe because you actually use social media.
Thanks, all right, pal. Our question of the day: worst upset by your team or for your team of all time. I'm going to count this too.
I mean,
this is 100% mine. 1990 Daytona 500. Dale Earnhardt Sr. is half a lap from winning his first Daytona 500. Blows a tire on the backstretch, and Derek Cope, who won 2 races in his career, probably in the same circumstances, gets the win in the biggest race of the year and wins the Daytona 500.
Hey, don't fault Derek Cope on this,
I don't
pal.
Fault Derek Cope. Like, right place, right time.
Yep. Yeah, but I mean, you got to think about. I mean, had it been, I don't know, somebody else besides Earnhardt in that moment.
Well, because he had tried so hard, so long to win. 89, the year before, Waltrip finally won his. It took him forever,
right?
You know, his whole career to win it. And so it's fine. It's looking like, and here's Dale Earnhardt, who's in his prime.
Yeah.
At this point, I mean, he's, you know, the 87 season was his best season by far. I mean, they. Like, I was listening to an interview with one of his team members that were like, you know, we probably could have won every race, like, if something hadn't happened. I mean, we were just that good. But he was in his prime, and he's half a lap. Like, half a lap, and it's not a wreck. It's not – it's the tire. The tire couldn't hold on.
All right, so that's a good one. So would you define – had Earnhardt never won Daytona 500, would he have not been considered, like, an elite driver? Is that fair not to put that on people?
Well, I mean, he would have been considered an elite driver because he was a 7-time champion. But, yeah, I mean, that's one that – but, I mean, there are a lot of cases of guys that have never won it. Mark Martin never won the Daytona 500.
So, is he still considered an elite driver?
Mark Martin is like the Dan Marino of NASCAR. Yes, he's considered elite, but he doesn't have a championship or the 500.
Plus, he's 5'2".
Yes, but, I mean, I would say he's up there. Kyle Busch has never won the Daytona 500.
Really? Good.
That's eluded him. You know, Denny Hamlin's won it 3 times. I mean, it just
has he?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it just kind of, you know, Dale Jr. won it twice.
So let me ask you this. Greg Norman never won the Masters. Do we unfairly say because he never won the Masters, he's not the elite?
Greg Norman's one of the greatest of all time, and I don't care who wants to argue with me. Greg Norman's up there.
So the Masters doesn't matter?
It matters, but... I think there are exceptions to the rule.
Okay.
Like, okay, again, you've always talked about Dan Marino, right?
Love him.
Like, Dan Marino is in, like, you talk about the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's in there. He's in the room. He gets an invite.
Yeah.
But he probably gets a waiver because he's never won a Super Bowl.
You're right.
Not everybody gets to do that.
Yeah. Like, I had no idea that Lee Trevino never won the Masters. I mean, he's just an amazing golfer. Bobby Jones never won the Masters.
Yeah.
You keep going on and on, you know, and like.
It's a hard thing to win, just like the 500.
So does it matter with a team, though? Like, Barkley never won an NBA title. Does that matter? I mean, it matters.
It matters, but like, if a guy is good, then, you know, he still gets his. Like, you know, Barkley, we consider one of the greatest, and he should be, even though he never won the title.
Right.
I mean, there are guys in that category that never won the championship, you know, but they're still.
Right. I get it.
You know, they're still there.
I'm pulling up one who's won, a guy who's won, Robert Horry. How many NBA titles did Robert Horry win? I played at Alabama.
Didn't he win like 9, like with a bunch of different teams?
7.
7? Yeah.
7 NBA titles. So, but just because you win a championship, yes, that's fantastic. But the individual titles like the Masters and the Daytona 500 and the Wimbledon.
Tony Stewart never won the Daytona 500.
Wow.
And he's one of the greatest.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think. It's Rusty. I don't think Rusty won it either.
The horse from Seinfeld?
No, Rusty Wallace.
Rusty Wallace.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Martin, Tony Stewart, Kyle Busch.
Did Neil Bonnett win one?
Mm-mm.
Did Bobby Allison win?
He won 2.
Okay. Nice. Look at you, man.
Davey won 1.
Take you to trivia night for NASCAR.
Davey pushed Bobby to his 2nd 1.
That's kind of rude.
Yeah. The Earnhardts are... You know, the Labonte's, neither Labonte ever won it.
That's also another fantastic segment, the what-ifs. I mean, mm-hmm. What if, and you could do this in sports entertainment, if Davey Allison did not pass away in that helicopter crash? What would happen?
So here, I have actually talked about this with Liz before. If Davey Allison doesn't die, Dale Earnhardt is probably not a 7-time champion. Jeff Gordon is not a 4-time champion. Davey's got at least a couple of those. He takes a couple of those titles. In 93, the year he died, he was going to win the championship. And Earnhardt ended up winning it.
The Texaco car?
Texaco Haviland, number 28. Robert Gates Racing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We could sit here and play that. You just kind of like, man, what would have happened?
That was it. So if you remember, that was a really tough year for NASCAR because their defending champion, Alan Kulwicki, died in a plane crash in Bristol.
That's right.
And then a few months later, Davey died in a helicopter crash at Talladega. So they ended up losing two of their top drivers. And in Atlanta, where the season ended in 93, Earnhardt won the championship. Rusty Wallace won the race. And they both did the Polish victory lap, which Kulwicki made famous, where you go backwards and with your – though they called it that because,
just funny.
You know, the window to the fans, so you could wave to the fans.
Right.
And one had a Davey Allison flag and one had a Kulwicki flag. So
oh, man. Cool. Yeah. I mean, it's not a fun topic. It's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Like for me, music-wise, had Keith Whitley never died.
Oh, man.
I mean, he would have been one of the biggest stars to ever grace country music. Ever.
Don't Close Your Eyes. Great song.
Yeah, it is. Stranger of the Rain. Oh, Miami, yeah. Miami. We will
Miami.
Not be.
Miami.
Yeah. So you know Whitley songs. We will not be playing those because you know those songs.
I want to hear some Whitley. But good. All right. Let me read through some of these real quick. Biggest upset, Preds losing the Stanley Cup final and the Sharks series in 2016. Pekka got pulled and smashed a stick against the net. I'm going to disagree on the Cup final because I don't think that. I think you were upset that they lost, but that wasn't an upset. The Sharks, maybe. I'll give you that one. The kick six, of course, that Bama fans will always remember that. Mike in Nolensville, Coach Cal in the last three tournaments just entered the room. Carson, Kentucky, St. Peter's, enough said. 1295, App State beating Michigan in week one. That was 07? Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Craig says mine would have to be when Ole Miss beat Alabama the second year, making it two in a row in 2015.
Was that Bo Wallace's team?
Bo Wallace, yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
I know he did it in 14.
They did 2 years in a row.
I know 14. I'm not sure about 15. Yeah. That's a crushing upset. I mean, we're talking crushing upsets.
3-4-3-0. The Patriots losing to the Giants. The bubblegum catch. David Tyree.
07. Yep. Vrabel had him. Vrabel had Manning. Yep. Manning eluded him.
Yeah. John in Bonacqua, Tennessee says 1968, St. Louis Cardinals had a 3-1 lead on the Detroit Tigers in the World Series with Bob Gibson pitching. Tigers came back to win the series behind Mickey Lolick. A little before my time.
Denny McClain was also, I think that's the last 30. Texter, was that the last 30 win
maybe
pitcher? Denny McClain.
40-55. Here's a UT when Memphis lost with Peyton.
96.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. To Memphis, yeah.
That was the 12.
Was that at the Liberty Bowl?
It was. That's a $12 million loss because had they won that game, they'd have gone to one of the biggest bowls.
Yeah.
Sure did, man. 96.
James in Fairview, President's Trophy winning season, Preds losing to Winnipeg in the playoffs.
But was Winnipeg was just as good.
Yeah, they lost in seven games.
But I know that. I mean, it's upset to you personally. Yes, I get that. But Winnipeg was pretty good.
Jim from Springfield. Number two, West Virginia lost to arch rival and 28-point underdog Pitt, 13-9 in 2007. It cost the Mountaineers a shot at the BCS championship. Was that Rich Rod?
Yeah, it was Rich Rod because he had played Alabama against Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean right. Like his contract with Saban and all that other stuff, yeah.
All right, John Conley.
Chase is going to download. John Conley, I know you're listening out there. You live over in Madison. Chase McCabe's become your biggest fan.
5698, thank you. Or Chris McEwen says, thank God the best sports show on radio is back on. When were we off?
Thank you, Chris. Chris just woke up and thinks Stillman's on.
Probably. Alex from Nashville, Kyle Larson, Truex haven't won the Daytona 500 either. Yep, that is correct. Henry says... hey guy, this is not Hair Metal Henry. Hey guys, love your show. Big Joe, did you watch that fight? Big Joe, you watched the fight because I didn't see a boxing match. I saw a beat down with gloves on. I couldn't believe it, but it was hilarious.
Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson. Yeah, I mean, it was.
Nope. And then it says, what about the kick heard around the world? Is that the kick six?
Maybe. Is it some soccer? By the way, I figured out John Tate was the championship professional boxer from Knoxville. He's no longer with us. He was one that kind of was on the thing. Thanks. Moving on.
I don't care. Brian says 2010 Washington Capitals losing to Montreal. 2015 Washington Capitals losing to the New York Rangers thanks to phantom goalie interference call. Even the Rangers GM says it wasn't goalie interference. Oh, and bleep Pittsburgh. There you go. Josh, Titans 2008 season with a 13-3 record, losing by 3 to the Ravens. Josh in Columbia. That's it. That was a pretty – I mean, was that an upset? It was a pretty big upset.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Number one upset. Overall seed. Yeah. All right, we'll get to more of these as we go along today. The biggest upset of all time of your team, 615-737-1025, is Chasing Big Joe on a Friday, 1025-1063, the game.
They can ask me almost anything, and I'll tell it like it is. But, darling, when they ask me about you, I'll tell it like it used to be. When you were still in
See, I think you're going a little too before my
no.
time.
No, sir. Before you referenced this amazing singer.
Oh, this is T. Graham Brown.
Attaboy!
And wanted someone new, I tell it like it ought to be. Cause how it is killing me.
You started this, man.
That's fine. I don't know this. I don't know which song this is.
Tell it like it used to be.
Tell it like it used to be.
Here it is.
I tell it like it used to
I did a TV thing with him one morning with T. Graham Brown. He kept calling me Ralph the entire time, as in Ralph Emery.
I think that was like a term of endearment?
I guess it was. I don't know. I think he had been a little bit on the sauce in the morning.
Has this song been remade in some fashion by another artist?
That song there was remade by him. That's not the original. Yeah.
I know, yeah. But like, I think I've heard a different version
it might be.
Of this. Interesting.
He just got – did he not get inducted in the Grand Ole Opry not too long? I think he did. We got more.
I think he did, yeah.
More coming for Chase McCabe this morning, the boss man with his country music.
Sorry, I'm arguing with the guy we
stop,
say don't.
Stop touch. Arguing with people on the text line, Joe Rexroad. God, Joe Rexroad just takes it personal. I bet you Joe goes home all weekend and just stews over one text. The hell, I probably sent him anonymously. You know, so he goes home and stews on that. Don't. It's not real life.
So Jay in Clarksville brought up Memphis in the Vols. So that was 96. A lot of people have brought that game up.
It is. That was a crushing win. And we got a phone call, right? Did we have a phone call?
615-737-1025. Let's go to Craig, who wants to weigh in on his favorite team's loss. Craig, what's up?
Yes, sir. Back in 1985, the South Carolina Gamecocks, that's before they were in SEC, the South Carolina Gamecocks were 9-0. They had two games left. One was Navy, one was Clemson. And they said, if you beat Navy, you guaranteed a shot in the national title game. And they lost to Navy running the wishbone.
Oh,
and then the next week they lost to Clemson.
Oh, wow.
And then if I'm not mistaken, they went to the Gator Bowl and lost to LSU. But all they had to do was beat Navy, and they were in the national title game.
Was that Todd Ellis, quarterback?
Man, Todd Ellis and Sterling Sharp. I mean, I think it was. I get it mixed up so much a little bit back then. You know what I mean? But they were incredible players, yes.
Yeah, you're right. That was Sterling Sharp and Todd Ellis. Yeah, that was. I forgot they got beat by Navy.
So were they the Big Eight?
They were independent.
Man, they were guaranteed a title shot. That hurt bad.
Man, hey, thank you for that because I love 80s, 70s, that football time, and I completely forgot about that upset to Navy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a great day. Great show.
You too. Thanks, buddy. Craig. Hey, you sound like Wolfman Jack, by the way. Thank you, Craig, buddy.
That's a good one. Let's see. Gunner says 2004 Lakers getting beat by the Pistons in the finals.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, that was right. 2014-15 Kentucky getting beat by Wisconsin in the Final Four.
No, that's not an upset because to get that far, you got to be – I mean, that was a good Wisconsin. Frank the Tank, right?
Yeah.
On that team? That was a good team. It was upset Kentucky fans because they were – was that the unbeaten
38-1.
Season?
38-1. Yeah, 38-1.
Okay.
Let's see. 4650 says Boise State beating Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl. Crush me. That was Patrick.
Oh, that's the engagement, right? When he engaged.
Yeah, but that was the You had a hook and ladder play, hook and lateral play, and the Statue of Liberty.
Perfect. That's a crushing upset.
That might, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the last time I've seen the Statue of Liberty actually work.
Yes.
Didn't the Titans do it 1 year with Jake Locker?
No, they did it. They did it with Reggie Roby.
Yeah.
When they were the Oilers in 90.
No, he's right, though. They tried something like that with Locker.
Oh, did he get,
Hunt did.
Did he get crushed?
I don't think it worked.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I mean, the Titans obviously have done the home run throwback, Music City Miracle.
Yep.
They've actually pulled that off twice. Well, I think one got called back. Remember when they tried to do it with Mariani?
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, against the Lions.
I think the last trick play for the Titans that worked was, I think, week two. It was hot. It was Kevin Byard on a special teams punt. He threw it to, I think, Corey Davis? I could be wrong. Or it could have been a secondary player. I don't know. But it was on a special teams play, fake punt. I remember Kevin Byard threw it, and it was a touchdown.
What's the one?
I was at the Parthenon that day.
What were you doing there?
My relatives from Italy came in 2017.
Oh, nice. And so like, we got to the Athena. She's a tall statue at the Parthenon.
Yeah.
Don't hate me, man.
No, please. It was great. It was great. No, they went over there, and then we got some food off the street.
Then you're like, hey, I got a great Italian spot in town. Come with me. And y'all went to Fazoli's.
Oh, boy. No. They saw Olive Garden. I did take them to Olive Garden. They looked at it. They're like, what is this?
Did
like,
you take them to Olive Garden?
No, it didn't take them, but drove them by Olive Garden.
Oh, okay.
We weren't going to eat there. Come on.
Okay.
Look. Okay. I'm just going to say this. Like, I know, you know, as an Italian, you know, you obviously there are better things, but they do have some damn good breadsticks.
They do. I have a video I will show you guys off the air. It's not to share on air, but it is hilarious.
Wait, are you admitting, as a true Italian, and I'm half, no. So you got more than I've got.
Go ahead.
That Olive Garden's got good bread or breadsticks?
They don't make it, so sure. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Fazoli's and Olive Garden, they get it from the same vendor, probably.
Okay. All right. Just that. Okay. Yeah. That's a lot for you. You're an Italian food connoisseur to say that.
Just for the record, in Italy, I never see breadsticks anywhere. It's just a giant loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Hot bread.
Which I'm all about.
Yeah.
Now, like, I'm a fan of, like, what Carrabba's does with the olive oil and, like, throw some stuff in it.
Now, that's the way to go.
Yeah. I'm all about that.
So you like Carrabba's, Dr. Crane?
Yeah, it's more Italian than Olive Garden. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me ask you this.
Uh-oh.
What's the best non-chain Italian restaurant in Nashville?
Ooh.
Ooh, good question.
Wasn't there one on Sitco in Trousdale and Harding that was there? It's no longer there. What was that called?
Yeah, I don't recall the
really
name
good.
Of it. But I'm probably just going to say the default name of Coco's.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, Coco's Italian. His kitchen is really good. I'd say it's good. I mean, the tiramisu to me is not great, but that's just me putting it out there.
All right.
My grandmother makes the best tiramisu, and
that's okay.
Unbiased. She's making it tonight, by the way, so I'm pretty pumped.
Good. But you don't eat out much, do you?
Not Italian, no.
Okay.
I do like eating out for barbecue and stuff like that.
Mm, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. When I eat out, it's for Americanized food.
Okay.
Specifically.
So Coco's Italian. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll have to.
Not my recommendation, but that's probably what I got off the top of my head. More pizza restaurants in the area is what I would recommend.
Okay. So clip that Coco's. We'll send it to him and do a remote thing one
sure.
day.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Thanks. And I'll talk to the owner and we'll chit chat.
Look at you, man.
See if we can get a gelato thing
over like,
there.
You're like, hey, Dr. Crane here from
Bocce ball is fun over there, I will
it
say.
Is.
Bocce ball is my sport.
It's a good date spot, too.
Bocce ball?
Yeah, you ever heard of bocce ball?
Is that where you hit the club and the ball goes through a little
that's
horseshoe?
Croquet, I believe. That's what it's called, right? Croquet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
So what's different?
Bocce ball, you get a small ball, okay?
All right.
A small white ball.
Okay.
You roll it down to the other side. It's like a little field on AstroTurf.
All right.
It's in a rectangular form. You roll it down the other way, okay? And then you have two or three other balls that are the same color.
All right.
And you roll it down to see who can get closest to the smaller ball. And if it touches the other ball, then you win. As long as the other team doesn't knock you out.
So it's like curling.
Basically, yes. Except bocce version.
Okay. All right. I mean, I've heard it, but I couldn't place it in my mind.
And if you play it on the beach, you got to toss these balls real heavy. And then you just throw them up in the air. And you got to get it close to the white small ball.
That's like cornhole.
Mixed with bocce.
Bocce ball mixed with curling.
Yep. Back to the question, please, Chase. This is...
Yeah. I'm just letting you two go for a second.
I can't do the bocce anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
He scared me. He kept staring into my eyes.
I just want you to know that there were like three or four things that both of you said that I wanted to make a joke about, and I just – I had to bite my tongue.
Same here.
So I got blood, you know, from my tongue right now.
Are you done arguing with a certain guy in Madison right now?
I am, yeah. I know.
And the question is the greatest upset, at least you think, your favorite team, most crushing upset you ever had, you dealt with. We got on Daytona 500, and then you – you had said somebody won two and they had won three or three and won two. No big deal.
Nope. Yeah, Bobby Allison has won three. I forgot.
Okay.
Forgot one. So
how many did Davey win? Daytona 500s.
One.
Okay.
He won one.
Okay.
Yep.
Steaming. Don't let it go.
Hair Metal Henry said, no, I was reading his. Hair Metal Henry says in all caps, there will be zero, and I mean zero, Coco slander on these radio airwaves, or I'll be down there to whoop somebody's ass.
We love Coco's.
What's his name?
Hair Metal Henry.
Hair Metal Henry, yes. You can. I'll slander it. I don't care.
You're not slandering.
Don't slander it.
I mean, it's okay for bocce. No, but I'm just
we're
saying,
not talking. We're talking
don't
food.
I'm not going to slander. I'm going to say this. The best Italian restaurant ever, it is a biased opinion, Lorenzo's. It was my grandparents. Right.
That's a good one.
But you would recommend Coco's.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. That's all we wanted to know, man.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Craig. More of your answer to our questions of the day on this Friday. Chris Sanders at the top of the hour. It is the Chase and Big Joe program here on 102.5, 106.3, the game, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. When you're the I just heard this the other day. Barbara Mandrell.
Attaboy. You're two for three now, man.
Barbara Mandrell.
Yep. Although, do we give him T. Graham Brown? It took a while.
I didn't know the song. I'll give it to him.
Okay.
Right. I knew the artist.
Dr. Crane gives it to you.
Feel good Friday. I'll give it to him.
That's a good one. Yeah, so I listened to the Prime Country on Sirius XM.
It's great.
And they play 80s and 90s country.
Nice. By the way, Bon Jovi was in town yesterday for his new Broadway bar, like a media meet and greet. When did he start looking like Dorothy from the Golden Girls? I mean, look, he's a handsome man, and he's popular, and he's massive. He looks like Dorothy from the Golden Girls. That was Arthur, right?
Yeah, he's had some work.
Yeah, I mean, I love him. I mean, I've got like three or four of their albums. I've downloaded, listened to them all the time. Bad Medicine's a kick-ass song, and all those are. So, anyway, our question of the day is the biggest upset your favorite team ever had, one that just crushed you, and that you just couldn't, like, oh, my goodness. But it doesn't have to be anything overall. And so, I said Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson. You got one yet?
I'm saying Dale Earnhardt.
Okay.
90.
All right.
5573 says, Chase, you can help on the year, but Sterling's last real shot at the 500, got out of the car under the red flag leading, and hands down the best car to pull out the fender. NASCAR sent him to the rear. Ward Burton won. That was 2002.
I remember that.
Yep.
Why did he get out of the car?
Well, here's the thing. He was kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, because there had been a wreck, and he had gotten just a little piece of it, and the fender was on the tire. And had he not done that, he would have blown a tire because the fender was rubbing the tire. So, I mean, it was funny, but also it's like, you know, the NASCAR official is going to see. Like, the funniest thing is you see Sterling jump out, and he's pulling on the fender, and then the NASCAR official gets out of the pace car. He's like, what are you doing?
I do remember that. Was that that was Daytona 500?
It was 500.
Wow.
Wood Button won that race.
My goodness.
Yeah, that was... That was
Sterling
nuts.
Was kicking ass that year.
Yeah, and that was also the year he got hurt. He was in contention to win the championship, and he ended up getting hurt, and that's when Jamie McMurray had to jump in the car.
Sterling was not happy.
I think. That might have been 03. That might have been the next year. But, yeah, that was with Chip Ganassi. That's when Sterling was really good.
Sterling was not happy when I was at Channel 2 at a former sports guy after the Daytona 500 wreck when he was unfairly blamed for Dale Sr.'s crash. He says, I got home, turned on TV, and some powdered up pretty boy on the local news said I was responsible for the wreck. And it was at Channel 2, and I was like, oh, my goodness. And then had to interview him a few weeks later, and he's like, I don't want to do it. Yeah, I was like, it wasn't me. No. And then, because neither am I pretty or powdered up, so it wasn't me.
Yeah, he unfairly got blamed for that, but he did not. It wasn't him. I was trying to find. So that was 2002. Was the 500? It was battling Jeff Gordon for the lead. They made contact and pulled the. When did he get hurt?
So I think NASCAR needs a Sterling Marlin.
Oh, Sterling was awesome.
Needs that country boy who just wants to race and wreck you, and it's just when you're done, we'll have a beer together. I think that's so missing out right now. That's just me.
You know? Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, here. Yeah, so it was 02. He got hurt.
Tom in Nashville says, the Phillies World Series when Joe Carter hit the home run in Game 6 in 1993. That was a great World Series, and Joe Carter hit it. And remember John Kruk walking off the field. He hit it off Wild Thing, Mitch Williams, right? Yeah. God, Mitch Williams was such a great pitcher to watch because you can never know if he's going to hit you, hit the guy in the fourth row, or strike somebody out.
9257 says, all you have to say is you're a lifelong Falcons fan and we'll know which one you're talking about.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, 28-3.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no – all you got to do is say you're a Falcons fan and we got it.
What is it, 9257? Hey, 9257, if you have any pull, if the Falcons would go back to their throwbacks and wear them full-time – I would
be the red helmet.
I'd be the biggest Falcon fan. That is one of the most amazing, beautiful helmets of all time. The black doesn't work. The old school red does.
Yeah, I like it.
Big time.
I think I'm going to go. The Cowboys are playing in Atlanta this year, so I think I'm going to go to that game.
Wow.
I went to the Peach Bowl last year in that stadium, beautiful stadium. Watched Jimmy Frank and Penn State lose to the Lane Train and Ole Miss.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Just letting you know, Chase, if you get a media press pass, they have free ice cream in the press box.
Well, that's good to know.
I've been told by people.
Sources?
Sources. Atlanta sources.
Atlanta United sources?
Yes. Dr. Craig. Lenny says Valentino's is excellent.
It's been around for a while. Yeah, sure. I'm not going to comment on it.
I mean, have you been there?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's been here for a while.
Okay, but you've never... Okay,
no, I've never been. I can't comment on that.
You need your own food show on the Food Network. This sucks.
I think
this
you
is not good.
You should open an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
I would love to. That is one of my ultimate goals when I was a kid after my grandparents closed their restaurant. I want to reopen my grandparents' restaurant and just name it Lorenzo's. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then if it gets real big, then name the second one Nani and Papa's Kitchen, which is more of like a breakfast spot. It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
If I win Powerball this weekend, I got you.
Okay, thank
He'll
you.
He'll be your investor.
Yep. Love that.
There you go.
I could do all that. So you're good to go.
And you guys could just greet everybody in the front. That'd be awesome.
Thomas on a car phone. Gosh me, it's got to be the Braves all through the 90s. They were the biggest letdown. That can't do it, Thomas. They won a World Series in 95.
Yeah. I mean, they were always in contention, but could just that one.
That's right.
615-737-1025. That's your phone and text line. Driven by WilsonKennyHyundai.com. We'll have more in hour number two. Chris Sanders joining us next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.